Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Cold, recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're still in lockdown mode here at Joy, so we're coming to you from our individual quarantine pods right across metropolitan Melbourne. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQA plus radio station, and you've landed here on episode 36 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm broadcasting from Studio Mason's secret location just northeast of the city of Melbourne. But the person dinging tonight's big silver dong is located a short 55-minute bicycle ride away in Melbourne's inner west. She's sat at a desk inside a TV studio inside a warehouse that she calls home. She is, of course, Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator. Delighted with the pronouns she and her, and batting for Team L for near on 22,000 consecutive days, it's Gaylee Davidson.
Hey, Dave. 22,000 consecutive days. I'm nothing if not persistent. Got to say that.
And how's that going for you?
Yeah, no. You know, at least 20,000 of those were active. We're pretty good.
Well, that's a pretty good strike rate, Gail. Pop Quiz has been running now for 36 weeks, and 11 weeks of those have been in isolation in a show we like to call Pop Quarantiers. One thing this time in quarantine has given us the opportunity to do is learn more about the people who work on air and off air at Joy. So tonight, we're going to dip our collective big toe still deeper into the Joy 94.9 talent pool and drag up two contestants wringing wet and pit their wits against each other for a chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our gift shop. So tell us, Gail, who's our first cab off the rank tonight?
Our first quarantestant is a Melbourne man who loves media. He's been involved in multiple roles at Joy, both on and off air, since 2017. He's a Southsider living in Fitzroy Street in St Kilda, so he's possibly looking forward to Joy's move to the Pride Centre more than most. He has a foxy Irishman trapped in a cohabitation situation with him, and lists among his interests men, lemon, coffee gelato, coffee, tacos, Lego, and cycling. And on any given Sunday, he can be found indulging in all of them simultaneously. He's dying to jet off to the Republic of Ireland as soon as the travel bans allow. Listeners will recognise his beautiful voice as a presenter on the Late Late Breakfast Show on Joy, Saturdays 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and Joy News. Rolling with the pronouns he and him and batting for Team G, hailing all the way from Aspendale Gardens, postcode 3065, it's the man with two first names and all his own hair, Joy's very own Dylan Joel.
Yay!
Thank you. That's 3195 Aspendale Gardens. Is that it's 3065 Fitzroy? Far away. 3195.
Do you know what's happened there? The person who typed that typed in their own postcode quite by accident.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gail Gaylee, and welcome to Pop Quiz, Dylan. Taking on Dylan tonight is one of the nice guys of Joy, not that Dylan is a bad boy by any stretch. He is a single man, and I know this because his pre-interview answers read like a Tinder profile. He self-identifies as a gym junkie, food-obsessed, musical theatre-loving, wholesome guy. He prides himself on always being there for his friends and family, and personally, I can vouch for the fact that he has a smile for absolutely everybody always. By day, he runs his own travel agency, Worldwide Traveller, but it's not his only love. He's trained also in performing and comedy. His waking hours during lockdown have been devoted to making sure his clients aren't out of pocket for cancelled trips in the wake of the COVID pandemic. You'll likely know him as a presenter of Melbourne's most uplifting music mix right here on Joy 94.9. As soon as this travel ban is lifted, he hopes to holiday in North America. He has a face that's far too pretty for radio and a charisma that is just perfect for it. Representing Team G and born and bred right here in Melbourne, Australia, it's Joy's own Damien Rullo.
Hello.
Hey, Damo.
Now, hello, that intro was like I wrote it.
All the bits of it. Now, we are recording via the glory that is Zoom, and you have picked a waterfall background, Damo. You're involved in the travel industry. Are you missing it? You're missing all the free perks of the business?
Absolutely. Oh, free perks, nothing's free, but I do miss travel, absolutely. You're looking at the Whit Sundays behind me.
Right. Am I though? Because I thought you had a boating one there before and now it's a waterfall. Is that waterfall in the Whit Sundays?
Well, it's part of Hamilton Island. So it's Hamilton Island's a very forestry island.
Right,
so
yep.
Beautiful.
I've not actually been there, but it's on the island. Trust me, Dee, I'm in travel.
No, I've been to Hamilton Island many times because it has one of the world's best sailing regattas, the Hamilton Island Race Week. Maybe you could.
My background is my spare bedroom, and I've been there many times, so I can vouch for that.
I was going to say, and Dylan's chosen for himself a desolate single man's bedroom, but no, it is in fact your home, your home spare bedroom.
Spare bedroom.
Yes.
Spare bedroom.
Cute. Okay.
Isolation at Pentridge.
Yeah, true.
Okay, Gay Gailey, you are the official Joy 94.9 pop quiz adjudicator in isolation. For the love of God, how is all this going to work?
It'll go like a bought one, D. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. It feels like a good time to prize open the doors of our gift shop. Tell us, what is our lucky winner going home with tonight?
Dee, we've been saving this prize for just the right moment, and tonight is the night. What is more perfect for two handsome men to fight over than a stubby holder for a baby's champs bottle? It's made from black wetsuit material with a cheeky little zipper to keep your champagne cozy. Can't get my hand in the right place.
Wow.
There we go.
That's what she said.
And just to up the ante, it has a beautiful wedding dress painted on it. So this can go straight to your glory box. And when I say straight, I don't mean it.
And when you say glory box.
Get your mini verbs out, fellas, and prepare to fight.
Thanks, Gailey. That sounds like a great prize. If isolation and Zoom recording have taught us anything about radio, it's that homemade buzzers don't work. So for tonight's episode, you'll raise your hand when you know the answer and Gail will call your name. Gailey, it is time to get your big old dong out and ding it till it's red because it's time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. I'm not Celine Dion, but your time starts...
Now, starting this week, how many people are Victorians allowed to have in their homes?
Dylan?
20.
Correct.
President Trump threatened to deploy what to stop the protesters?
Damo?
Police. Oh.
I think Damo was in there.
The other Damo?
Isn't it the military?
It is the military.
Oh.
Which artist, famous for wrapping monuments, passed away this week?
It's one name. It's Cristo.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh. Point there.
Facebook employees held virtual walkouts over whose refusal to act against Trump's posts.
Dylan.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Correct.
The zoo belonging to Joe Exotic has been taken over by...
Dylan.
Carol Baskin.
I know. Can you believe it? He's going to be furious.
I should have said her full name, but we are. There might be children in the car.
There might. If there is, we should probably go and let them out. A judge who has ruled that millions of dollars raised by who must go to New South Wales rule.
Dylan.
Celeste Barber.
Correct.
A German cafe.
Those are the ones who say they don't not going to know any answers, isn't it?
A German cafe is providing customers with what to maintain social distancing?
Dylan.
Pool noodles.
That is correct. Hats with pool noodles attached to the top, like a massive helicopter hat.
Which mining company callously destroyed ancient rock?
Dylan.
Rio Tinto.
It's
like
correct.
It's like you can read my answers.
You want to check your buzzer there, Damo.
Which sporting code is exploring creating a bubble to allow international competition to occur in Australia?
Dylan.
Is it the NRL?
It is not. Damo.
Is it the AFL?
It is not. It's Rugby Australia. That's not NRL, is it?
NRL's rugby.
Oh, it's the Rugby Union.
So they're going to bring all the international players here and have a little mini competition.
I think the only bubbles we care about with rugby are bubble butts.
What a waste of time. Yeah.
What appeared in Collins Street, Melbourne on Tuesday? What appeared in Collins Street, Melbourne on Tuesday? Quite at street level. Damo.
Nah. Melbourne's most selective Mr. Mix.
Well, that's technically true, but the answer was a sinkhole. A cubic metre deep sinkhole opened up in the road.
Which is such an American thing, sinkholes, don't you think?
I know.
Yeah.
Go, that is
really very un-Australian, D.
Sally should go and cap that. Is that what you think? Mm. See what I did there? Yeah, Gailey, that's the end of round one. Tell us, what are the scores looking like?
We've got Dylan on 6. He's come out fighting. Damien's on 1 with plenty of room for improvement.
I love it when somebody gets all cocky and comes out early. I don't know. I don't know. It just sounds like it was meant to be
done. How many years ago?
It's not. Yeah. Gailey, let's push on. Time for round two.
Round two is our culture segment, and we're going purse first into all things RuPaul's Drag Race. Can I get an amen? Because your time starts.
Your time starts now. What does RuPaul say to contestants who are disqualified?
Damo.
Share something away.
Yes. Yes, Dylan.
Sashay away.
Correct.
And it's more eliminated than disqualified, but I'm not going to.
Oh, aren't you?
Come on, Damo.
I think you just did.
Come on, Damo. You're a proud gay man. Get into this. What is the full drag name of season 9 winner Sasha?
Dylan.
Sasha Velour.
Correct. She was my favourite.
Which part of her body was Cynthia Lee Fontaine referring to when she said, "Do you want to see my cuckoo?"
Is it cuckoo, Dylan?
Cuckoo. Do you want to see my cuckoo? Her behind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Her butt. What is meaty tuck? What is a meaty tuck?
I don't really want to know the answer to this, but Dylan?
When you fold your male genitalia, your
penis
sausage, and you try to make it into a lady-looking genitalia, and it's just very, like, it's very camel-toe-y without the camel or
I've
the
toe. I've got bulgy or lumpy.
Lumpy tuck would have taken that. Lumpy tuck.
Point to you.
That's a meaty tuck.
What is the name of the challenge where contestants showcase their best celebrity impersonations in a game show setting?
Damo.
Memesick battle.
No.
Am I wrong? Ah, again.
Dylan.
Is it Snatch Game?
Yes, it is.
Name.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. Name one other reality TV show that Courtney Act has appeared in.
Damo, do you know one?
Name any reality TV show in Australia.
Yeah. You've got a pretty good chance on this one.
Idol? I pick the only one?
Yeah.
She's
Idol, yeah. No,
Idol. She was in Australian Idol.
Yeah, she was in Australian Idol. Yeah,
Idol.
You're right.
She was in Australian Idol, Celebrity Big Brother, Dancing with the Stars, and The Bi-Life.
I don't think The Bi-Life is a thing, is it?
Yeah, she's bisexual. It's a bisexual dating show.
Oh, I didn't know.
I think it's a UK thing.
Oh, okay. What?
I think it was the US.
Sorry, Gail, you stand corrected.
Yes, minus 1 point for me.
What catchphrase does RuPaul use when a contestant is staying in the competition?
Dylan.
Shantae, you stay.
Shantae, you stay.
Well done.
Need a cigarette. Don't smoke.
Help me, every answer is Trump. No answer was Trump.
I did say if you can't think of the answer, just say
I see
Trump.
Where we've gone wrong there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because RuPaul doesn't say Donald Trump when somebody's invited to stay.
Yeah.
If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is Popcorn Tears on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm joined by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gayleigh Davidson. We're halfway through a heated battle between two of our Joy favourites, Dylan Joel, weekend newsreader and presenter of the Late Late Brekkie Show, and the lovely Damien Rullo, one of our lovely Melbourne's most uplifting music mix presenters here on Friday on Joy 94.9. Gay, let's kick back on into it. Tell me, what are the scores looking like at the end of round two?
Well, it's very close. Dylan's on 12. Damien's doubled his points and is on 2. Yay!
That's awesome. That's all I want to do.
Doubling your points in one round
To be fair, though, so did Dylan. Gayleigh, it is time. This is the time I think that Damien's really going to come back into his own. Yeah. Because is it not? Is it time for round three?
It is. We're mixing it up with a multiple choice round. You will each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your hands up. We are doubling down and delving into the other drag race, the very fast cars using a completely unnecessary amount of human time and resources, not unlike the other drag race. Win a point for each correct answer. Dylan Joel won the toss and has elected to answer first. Start your engines because your time starts
now. How fast can a high-end drag car reach 300 miles per hour? Is it A, in 4 seconds, B, 10 seconds, or C, 1 minute? Dylan Joel, from 0 to 300 miles per hour, how long? 4 seconds, 10 seconds?
4 is my favourite number, so I'm going to say A.
You're correct.
Well, that's just unfair, isn't it, Damo? Question two. Which of these facts is true of top fuel drag racing cars? Is it A, they only last for 5 races, then are trashed? B, the engine is completely stripped and rebuilt between each round? Or C, the rear wing is just to make them look good?
I'm going to say aesthetics is always important. I'm going to say C.
That is incorrect. It is B. The engine is completely stripped down and rebuilt between each round, which they have to do in about 40 minutes.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Lucky you didn't do that to us.
Right. Question three. Yeah. What is in the fuel of drag cars? Is it A, nitromethane, B, nitroglycerin, or C, balloon helium? Nitromethane, nitroglycerin, or balloon helium?
Cow farts. I'm going to say A, the methane one.
It's true. It's all cow farts.
Cow farts. Question four. How do drag cars slow down at the end of the race? Is it A, a cable catches underneath the vehicle, B, reverse thrust on the engine, or C, parachutes fire out the back of the car?
Where I've seen that before, but that could be a lie. I'm going to say B.
Reverse thrust.
You have seen it before because it's true. Parachutes fire out the back of the car. It's C.
Final question for Dylan Joel. What is the name of the class of drag racing vehicle? Is A class of drag racing vehicle? Is it A, funny car, B, giggle jalopy, or C,
jalopy,
death can, giggle jalopy, funny car, giggle
jalopy?
I feel
jalopy. Like hyacinth bouquet when I'm talking about the class of things. I'm going to say, B, jalopy.
It's A, funny cars are a very serious matter.
Well done. For you, Dylan Joel. Moving right on to our lovely Damien Rullo. Damien, these questions for you, 5 of them. Chance to get 5 points here, A, B, or C. Why is the sport called drag racing? Is it A, drag is slang for road, B, the aim is reducing the drag of air pressure, or C, the male drivers wear glamorous dresses?
A.
It's actually A. Drag is slang for roadway.
Really?
For who?
As if, where are you getting these questions?
Didn't you go down the main drag?
Yeah, you go there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like my gosh. Yeah.
Question two. Which fact is not true of dragster cars? A, they don't have an ignition key. B, they have 5 wheels. Or C, they don't have suspension system.
Which one is not true?
Well, Dylan made a move with his mouth on C, so I'm going to say
don't rely on me. I know. For sure.
It's B, which is they have five wheels. They don't have five wheels, but they don't have an ignition key and they don't have a suspension system.
Oh. The fuel consumption of a top fuel engine is the same as A, a Sherman tank, B, a fully loaded 747 jet, or C, the Queen Mary cruise ship. You're in travel. You know how much fuel a 747 jet would carry.
A lot.
But I don't know. Queen Mary cruise ship, a Sherman tank. A, B, or C?
A.
It is, in fact, a fully loaded 747 jet.
What is the nickname of the starting lights? You know, the brrr starting lights. Is it A, the Christmas tree, B, the crucifix, or C, the go-go lights? A, B, or C? Christmas tree, crucifix, go-go lights. Don't look at Dylan. He's trying to put you off.
By go-go lights.
Go-go lights?
They should be called the go-go lights, but it's the Christmas tree because I think there's a green one on top and then orange ones underneath it.
The 17-inch rear tyres. This is so butch. Look at us, guys.
I know.
17-inch rear tyres used on top fuel dragsters last for how long? Is it A, only one race, B, 12 races, which is one season, or C, 4 to 6 races, which is the equivalent of only 2 miles? A, B, or C, one race, 12 races, or 4 to 6 races?
Well, I'm going to liken it to underpants, so hopefully it's only one race.
Wow. We just learned a lot about you.
And nothing about drag racing.
But in fact, it's C, 4 to 6 races. So they race for equivalent of 2 miles and then they're replaced. Massive 17 miles.
And shame on you, Damien Rollo, for not actually making a skid mark reference in terms of... Because that was sitting there just
I think it was implied in there.
Gailey, that brings us to the end of round three. Let's keep the applause going for the gentleman. Bring us to the end of round three. Have you got a score for us?
Yes, we have bean counters. And Damien loved the 2 points he had, so he's stuck with them.
Yeah. Why move on?
He's on 2. Dylan's added 2 and gone to 14.
I mean, there had to be a reason that Dylan's been dying to be on Pop Quiz for this long. Had to be. Okay, Gay Gailey, I think it's time to push on with round four.
Round four this week is a grab bag of factoids we're simply calling random. These are true or false questions, so you literally have half a chance. Win a point for each correct answer. It ain't the meat, it's the motion when your time starts
now. Yes or no? Volkswagen produces more sausages than it does cars.
True.
Hands.
Take a punt, someone. Oh. Hands up again. Damo actually had his hand up.
I'm going to say false. Oh.
It is, in fact, true. They make a currywurst pork sausage and they make more units of sausages than they do cars. Mm.
On Zoom, you can tell me the answer, D.
Yeah. Whilst tigers have striped fur, their skin is black. True or false?
True.
Dylan, that is false. Their skin is also striped, and no two stripes are the same.
PlayStation has created 2 games which have scratch and sniff discs. True or false? Has PlayStation ever... Yeah, we go. Dylan.
Well, I'm going to say false. It's a bit gross.
It is a bit gross, but it's also true. The FIFA 2001 disc smelt like grass and they released a Gran Turismo that smelt like car tyres.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
Question 4. Digging a hole to China is theoretically possible if you start in Australia.
Damo?
False.
That is false.
Correct.
You would have to start in Argentina.
Yeah.
In 2011, 1 in 3 divorce filings in the United States included the word Facebook. True or false?
Dylan?
I'm going to say true.
That is true.
Can you believe it?
And somewhat unsurprising.
The liver is our fattiest organ, being composed of nearly 60% fat. Keep in mind, my ass is not an organ. The liver is a fattiest organ, being composed of nearly 60% fat. True or false? Is there a fattier organ?
Damo.
It stores fat, so I guess yes, true.
It's incorrect. In fact, the fattiest organ is our fat old brains.
Fat brain.
Who knew? 60% fat.
I love this question. Viagra, when dissolved in water, can make cut flowers stay erect for up to a week longer than they usually would. True or false?
With an emphasis on wood. Dylan?
I'm say true.
It's true.
Final one. Approximately 1 million dogs in the US are named as heirs of their owners' wills. Is that true or false? Have a million people in...
Damo.
I would say true because...
Yeah, that's true.
Because America. That brings us to the end of round four. Gail, while you're counting up the all-important final scores, it's time for a message from these people.
Hi, I'm Anna Piper Scott. You're listening to Pop Queers on Joy 94.9.
This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. Gaily, we're at the pointy end of the show. Are we in a position legally to anoint a winner, or am I required to break that darned old glass seal on the tiebreaker question again?
Dee, we have a winner. Damien has been nothing if not consistent. He has doubled his score yet again to end up with 4 points. Dylan has also added 2 and he is on 16. So the mini champs holder is all his.
Oh, Dylan, congratulations, mate. You're stoked? Any words for
us? I'm stoked. Feeling great. And thank you. You guys didn't have to send this young ginger cat to my house as a prize as well.
Look how cut.
Thank you.
Look
thank
how
you.
Cut up Damo looks. He's just looking longingly at the stubby holder. Damo, we will invite you back and you will improve your performance, no doubt. Next time, I think we'll have a bunch of questions based on travel next time. That'll be right up your travel alley. Hey, mate, good on you for hanging in there with the business. I know that it's a hard time for everybody in the travel industry. So good luck with that. That is all we've got time for, sadly. Big congratulations to our contestant and, of course, to our winner, Dylan Joel. Thanks to Dylan. Don't forget to tune in Saturday, 7 to 9am, to hear Dylan on the Late Late Brekkie Show on Joy 94.9, and also to the lovely Damien Rullo. You can hear Damo on Friday, daytimes on Joy, playing Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. And when we're all ready to go back out and see the world, you might want to track him down to get some advice. You can go to worldwidetraveller.com.au. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, and to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent James Holt. I've been Dee Mason. Please, please remember 2 things. Sneeze into your elbow and be kind to the people you see. Gail and I will see you here next week. Same pop time, same pop station on Pop Quiz. It's Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.